I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Sandrell lays it up.
Our game tonight brought to you by F&B Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and State Farm. Game two of Thursday night between Smyrna and Oakland. With the starting lineups and the play-by-play, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, John, I do want to let you know that the Eagleville boys are winners over Cascade tonight, 58-41. They're in the championship game. They'll take on the Fayetteville and Moore County winner in that game going on right now. So congrats to Eagleville. More on that later. For the Smyrna Bulldogs coming into the tournament, 11-12 on the season. They defeated Stewart's Creek 62-45 to get here. Savon Weichel, 6'4 senior forward. Tyler Langston, 5'9 senior guard. Thomas Riddle, 6' senior forward. TJ Lee, 5'8 freshman point guard. And Xavier Carter, 6'1 senior guard. Mike Wright, the head coach for the Oakland Patriots, the 3 seed, their first game in the tournament as they got a bye. 17-6 on the year. Troy Bond, the head coach. It's D.D. Anderson, 6'6 senior forward. MJ Grant, 6'1 senior forward. Price Trammell, 6' senior forward. Carrington Allen, 6' sophomore guard. And Joshua Edmondson, 6' senior guard. Anderson, Grant, Trammell, Allen, and Edmondson. A little different lineup here for the Oakland Patriots in this one tonight. Oakland in the home whites with navy and red trim, red numbers, purple tops and bottoms with gold for the gold numbers. A little gray trim in there as well for the Bulldogs. Tip controlled by the Patriots. They're moving left to right in this half. Trammell over to Anderson. Anderson back over here right side to Allen. Allen drives, penetrates at the right block. He's going to get it tied up, I think. Yes, and it'll belong to Smyrna. So full court or length of the floor to go here for Smyrna. Looking at some full court pressure here. They get it across the timeline. Oh, they pass back, and now Riddle takes it across on the far side. Passes off, gets it back. Riddle left side to Carter. Takes a couple of dribbles, hands it off to Langston. Now back up top. Riddle has it there. Gives it over to Langston. Drives right side. Flips back over to Lee. Flip it back up top to Carter. Carter takes a couple of dribbles. Now to Lee. Ball on the floor. Lost it for a moment. And now almost thrown away. And knocking it out of bounds is Oakland's Joshua Edmondson.
Well, now that pressure for Oakland is going to be relentless, and Smyrna's got to know that. Got to keep it out of the corners, trying to get it to the middle as much as you can. Don't let them force you to the sidelines if you're Smyrna.
Well, it's a staple of the Oakland team. Right corner, Carter in some trouble, finds Weichel, now left side. Lee drives, goes baseline, bounces it out into the right corner. Pull-up jumper from 10 is short by Carter. Rebound Oakland. Trammell up the floor, finds Allen. Back to Trammell at the right wing spot. Takes a few dribbles, now straight away. Resets the offense here to Edmondson, left side. D.D. Anderson has it now to Trammell. Dumps it low to D.D. Off the back of the rim, no good on the 10-foot shot from the right baseline. Down the floor here is Riddle. Gives it up to Weichel. Weichel's shot bounces high and then falls through. A nice 10-foot baseline jumper to get Smyrna on the scoreboard here first.
That was nice. Weichel didn't try to force anything, just took what the defense gave him.
Here's Trammell from the left foul line extended. It is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Smyrna. Weichel has it, brings it down the floor, kicks it off in the left corner to TJ Lee. Now to Carter, and they work it around to the right side now. Bulldogs with it. Langston finds Carter at the left wing. Now he backs it back out here on the near side. Moving right to left. Leading 2-0, 5:46 to go in the first. Weichel into the corner to Langston. Now they get it to Weichel on the left block. Backs in, puts it up high off the glass. No good, tipped out, and run down by Trammell. Up the floor, Grant. Grant stops, left block, stops and rolls it in. Price Trammell. Smyrna up the floor quickly. Into the corner to Carter. Drives baseline, kicks it out to Langston. Now back right wing. Three on the way, up no good by Riddle. Rebound, Oakland Patriots. Trammell has it straight away. Motioning around, gets to Allen. Grant goes baseline, missed the shot, got his own rebound, then going to get tied up there by Riddle.
Got fouled by Riddle, I think.
They do call the foul on Thomas Riddle, the senior forward for the Bulldogs. Weichel, Langston, Riddle, and Carter are all seniors for Smyrna. Free throw by Grant. Good. Made it interesting, but falls through. 3-2 and another one upcoming. Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial. Here to help life go right, State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Second one falls through for MJ. He's got all four of Oakland's points here. It's 4-2, Patriots. 5 minutes to go in the first. Just underway here. Carter in the lane, kicks it out. Left side, three ball, corner pocket. It's up and no good. That's a shot attempt by McDowell. Now an offensive foul going to be called on Oakland. And that is going to go against Diari McDonald, who just came into the game. So Diari picks up his first foul. He did not start tonight. Looking to inbound here, Riddle, and knocked away by McDonald. Actually knocked away and hit the backboard. He'll inbound again. Inbounds to Carter, and they're going to call. They called the foul. I thought they might have said he stepped out of bounds. Foul is on Carrington Allen. So to trigger it in here is Riddle. Gets it to Langston. On the right sideline, Carter, and stepped out of bounds. That time, the full court pressure worked.
You don't want to go there.
No, you
can't. Just don't want to go there. It gives a defender, an extra defender on the other side, and it's the sidelines.
That's like your triple team.
Yep.
Grant had it. Gives up to McDonald. Now to Trammell in the corner. Trammell gets it back. Now to Grant. They feed inside to McDonald. He's triple teamed. Foul line jumper. Dede Anderson. It's a little short. Ball on the floor. And picked up by Dede Anderson. Goes in there. Blocked partially. McDowell with it. Ball comes into the stands. Not in the stands. Almost into me. Saw my life flash before my eyes.
Yeah, have you ever been hit with a ball, though? No.
No. Only you've had that luck so far.
Three times in my career.
Thomas Riddle throws it in here. And Smyrna down the floor into the corner. Riddle. They work to get it at the block to Weichel, and there's a whistle. They call this on McDonald, I think.
Yes. But it wasn't on him. It really wasn't. I think the official saw somebody else. But it was really, I think, probably Dede.
Well, that's what Coach Bond is asking. That's two quick fouls on McDonald, who came in off the bench, and now he's back there. Foul line jumper, Weichel, swish. Savon Weichel had a great game the other night.
I think if Weichel will do that and take those jumpers and settle for them, then he can bring Dede out a little bit on defense.
4-4 your score. Anderson with it. Now foul line jumper, Edmondson off the back of the rim. Rebound deep. Here comes Smyrna. Langston down the floor, one-on-one for the lead with the lay-in. No good. Weichel gets the tip. Weichel goes up, uses the glass, can't get this to fall, and then he's going to foul trying to get the rebound. You get one chance maybe. Two, you're really pushing it against Dede Anderson.
Well, there's really not going to be some easy shots for Weichel inside with Anderson underneath there. But he's done a good job of settling for a little jumper. He's hit two of those. And no, Mike Wright's glad to see him battling in there, though.
Oakland's ball. Trammell in the right corner. Back right wing to Grant. Grant gives it up. Finds Edmondson. And they work it back outside. Dede has it left wing. Back to Trammell. Top of the key. Three ball on the way and settles in. He's pretty deadly from out there. If he can get an open look, he cans the first bank three.
He's great coming off a pick, and that's what he did there.
Weichel in the right corner. Langston drives in the lane, a little floater, five-footer, good. Tyler Langston's first bucket of the night, 7-6 Oakland. 2:46 to go, first quarter. Into the right corner, Anderson has it. Back to Edmondson, right wing, left side. Grant stops, puts it up from the left block, no good. Edmondson with the rebound, tipped into the hands of Allen. Back out to D.D. Anderson, between the legs, dribble in the corner. Flips it back up top to Grant. Grant over left side, Edmondson in the lane. Flips it over, baseline, Jay, back of the rim, no good for Allen. And the deep rebound, Oakland gets another board. Now Edmondson has it. Over to Anderson in the right corner. Back to Allen. Grant, left wing. Trammell penetrates, kicks it out. Now Carrington Allen, baseline or foul line jumper, no good. It's going to be tied up, and it's going to belong to Oakland. A lot of Patriot rebounds here. Kenneth Cole coming in for Oakland. Was a Smyrna sub as well, and I missed him. Catch it here in a second. Edmondson has it, top of the key. Now gives it up to Trammell. Trammell gets a pick, tries to rub off of it. Can't do it to D.D. Anderson. Foul line jumper. Got it. Count that basket, I believe. And one. That was a tough shot, kind of a little double pump in there.
Well, he got hit, and then he double pumped and got the shot off.
D.D. Anderson going to the charity stripe for the and one. It's in the air, no good. Rebound, knocked away, and it'll belong to Smyrna. It's a three-point Patriot lead here. Minute 42 to go in the first quarter. Riddle with the inbounds. Over to Carter. Now right side to Langston. Trapped over there. Gets it up to Riddle. Crosses the timeline. Finds a lane. Kicks it out. Three in the corner. Yes! T.J. Lee with the first bank three. We're tied at nine. They work it. Oakland does into the low post. They kick it back out. D.D. Anderson between the circles to Grant, left wing. Trammell in the corner. He's open for three off the back of the rim. No good. Now they're going to get Grant over the back on the rebound. Oakland's Langston had good position there. It's the fourth team foul on Oakland. Pressure here by Oakland on the inbounds. Link to the floor to go for the Bulldogs. Langston and Riddle playing with it in the backcourt. They get it up the floor to Carter. Carter left side, drives in there, goes in the lane, is fouled. The foul reported on 24, and that's Kenneth Cole, first foul for him. Looks like Jaden Marrable's coming in for Smyrna. First free throw up and bounces, then falls through. Xavier Carter. Looks like McDowell, well, they're not going to let him in. Weichel coming out for a breather here as Marrable comes in for him. One dribble, make it two, now three. Carter in the air, no good. Rebound, kicked away, and it's going to be Oakland's ball. McDowell coming in now. McDowell comes in for Langston. No full court pressure here by Smyrna. They've settled into their 2-3 zone with 53 seconds. Trammell between the circles, yelling out the play he got from Coach Bond. Allen to Trammell, left wing. Now they work it into the right corner. Grant has it there to Allen, back up top. Trammell gives it back to Allen. Now Edmondson, left side. Looking around is Trammell with 29 seconds, right wing. Back to Trammell after the pass. They work it inside, get it to D.D. Anderson, and lays it in. They were going to do with a little alley-oop there, but all D.D. could do was cradle it in, but he got the two anyway. Carter with it with 12 seconds, and Oakland up by one with 10 seconds at midcourt. at the stripe with seven with six. They go to work. Right side to T.J. Lee. Passed off, got it back. Does Carter fade away? Jumper for three. Counted at the horn. Xavier Carter, first bang three. And Smyrna leads Oakland 13-11 after one quarter of play here on State Farm. Prep basketball, 1 minute. We'll be back.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros says that they offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include a nationwide warranty with every purchase.
We're your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more.
Stop by today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
Hi, I'm KJ Harden, Operations Manager of F&B Mortgage here in Murfreesboro. We are excited to announce we have reached a major milestone, $1 billion in home loan originations right here in Middle Tennessee. Thank you to our amazing customers for all the support over the years. We could not do this without you. We are excited for the future of F&B Mortgage. Visit us at fnbfg.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
I'm State Farm agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Smyrna with a two-point lead as we start the second quarter, and they've got the basketball. Riddle back up top to Carter. Back over right side, Weichel looking in, and into the right corner, Riddle. Diari McDonald into the game here for Oakland. He did not start. Got two quick fouls and sat most of that first quarter.
He played about 37 seconds.
Yeah, it was something like that. You're right. Not very long. Right side, Riddle has it. Smyrna being patient here offensively. T.J. Lee gets a touch now to Weichel. Deep left corner, Carter, who just hit a three, drives baseline, puts up a floater. It won't go. Weichel had the rebound. It's going to be tied up, I think, as he and Didi will not give up the basketball. The officials come and say, you know what? We got it. And now it's going to be Oakland on the alternate possession arrow. Price Trammell with it now here right side. Gets a pick. Goes to between the rings now to Diari McDonald. They feed DeeDee Anderson. DeeDee turns, spins, kicks it out. Carrington Allen, baseline jumper off the rim, no good. DeeDee has the rebound and a foul there on Weichel. Tough foul. Savon Weichel picks up his second foul.
That is bad news for Smyrna. They can't afford him to get in foul trouble.
DeeDee Anderson throws it in, knocked away by Xavier Carter. Smyrna by two, 13-11. Toss in to Diari McDonald. McDonald, oof, got away with the double dribble there. Over left side to DeeDee Anderson.
Yeah, official was back, couldn't see him.
Price Trammell to Anderson. I'm sorry, McDonald. Trammell now at the top of the key, right wing. McDonald gives it to DeeDee Anderson, misses the bank shot from about six, and Smyrna clears out the rebound. 6:18 to play in the first half. It's a two-point Smyrna lead. Riddle looks around, now finds Langston, left side to T.J. Lee, and now he brings it straight away. Out in the front court near the midcourt stripe, moving right to left are the Bulldogs. Left side, Carter. They work in the corner to Langston. Langston dribbles around, gives it up to Riddle, right side, over to Lee. Lee brings it to the top of the key. They tried to work it inside to Weichel, and it was knocked away by Oakland. First turnover for the Bulldogs. Trammell to Diari McDonald. Diari left side to DeeDee Anderson, and he just hands it off to Price Trammell, and this is where Oakland wants to get things started here. In the right corner, DeeDee Anderson gets it to Carrington Allen, bounces it over left side. Baseline going up is Grant, and he's hacked. They call that on Weichel. That's his third. So, John, just what you were saying a minute ago now comes to fruition, because I'd say he's going to be out for the rest of the quarter.
Yeah, that's a tough blow for the Bulldogs.
That will put Grant at the free throw line. Jaden Marable, the freshman's post player, comes in for Smyrna. Grant's first toss, good. He'll have another one here. 5 points, leading scorer for Oakland. Scored the first 4 points of the game, actually. Carrington Allen out and Joshua Edmondson back in. Oakland, 5, 6, 7 players in this game so far for the Pats. Second toss onward and no good. Hit one of two. The lead for Smyrna is one. Don't forget, Sir Pizza sponsors our Game and Coaches Show podcast. Log on to WGNSSports.com to download and listen to recent games. They're on East Main, on South Church Street, and on Memorial. A timeout, Smyrna will take a 1 minute break and be right back.
Carpets by Osborne, offering all types of flooring, wood, carpets, tiles, laminate, and much more.
I'm Brad Bug.
And I am Heather Guerin.
Carpets by Osborne is a family-owned business, and we stand behind our work.
Carpets by Osborne specializes in commercial flooring and commercial projects.
Carpets by Osborne, 1402 Northwest Broad Street, next to Tire World.
Carpets by Osborne, with you every step of the way.
Carpets by Osborne.
Technology with a personal touch. Mills Family Pharmacy can package your meds, whether you have one or over a dozen, by day or by dose. No other family pharmacy offers this custom medication packaging service for free. They can even deliver the meds to your home as well. And if you go to MillsFamilyPharmacy.com, you can get a smartphone app to manage refills. Modern tech, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on Highway 231.
Mills Family Pharmacy, a proud supporter of Rutherford County Prep Sports.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
The Parks Auction brand has helped families, investors, and businesses here in Rutherford County and across the state with their on-site and online auction needs. Call Bob Bug and Stan Vaught today for no obligation consultation. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, Parks Auction. They'll handle everything online at parksauction.com. And Bob, I need my calendar.
It's in the mail. T.J. Lee with it now for Smyrna. They lead by one, the five-minute mark left in the first half. Right side, McDowell. Back up top, Riddle. Over right side. Now driving is Carter. Puts it up, and from the right block, no good. A whistle after, and this is going to be against Smyrna. They call a foul on Xavier Carter. Well, that is the sixth team foul. Next foul. Oakland will be at the line for 1-1. D.D. Anderson triggers it in. Quickly down is Trammell to Edmondson right side. Now they work it left side. Edmondson has it after passing to McDonald. Diari has it, pulls up, long two, got it. First points tonight for Diari McDonald. Just over the three-point arc. 14-13 Patriots. Now Lee has it. Far side of the floor, brings it straight away. Over to McDowell, right side, gets it back. Now left wing, Riddle. Top of the key, they work it to the right corner to Carter now. Carter brings it back over up front to Lee, left side. He's at the top of the key, passes back high on the right side to Carter. Now they work it back to the wing spot to Riddle. To Carter, back straight away now. Smyrna looking for something in particular. A few dribbles and Carter takes it right side. Back up top, Riddle, now left wing. Over to McDowell. Now Riddle gets it on the drive and a blocking foul going to be called. And this one is on Oakland's Grant, I believe. Yes, and that's MJ's second. And Cole coming back in, the sophomore forward, to take Grant's place.
I think if you're Smyrna, you want to be wise to really take some time off. You're only down by one, and Weichel is sitting on the bench. Just kind of keep it close till he can get back in.
Well, Langston was trying to check in. And while there was a break in the action, but they make him stay at the bench. Inbounds toss is made to Marable. Now back up top. McDowell to Carter. Dribbling around near the midcourt stripe. Here on the near side. Passes over to the right to Lee. 3:18 to go. First half. This has been over a minute here that Smyrna's had the ball. Right side, Lee. TJ drives to the foul line. Kicks it back out to Riddle. Deep left side, Xavier Carter. Carter over right side, works it to McDowell and gets it back. Clock under 3 minutes left here in the first half now. It's a one-point Smyrna lead, or Oakland lead, rather. Oakland by one. They bounce it left side to McDowell into the left corner. Carter, trapped, gets out of there. That's what Oakland does to you. Left wing, Riddle. Back over right side, Carter, and Smyrna back outside. Carter goes to work to the foul line. Underhanded pass to McDowell. Left side to Carter, back up top. Very low scoring first half. McDowell right side, Riddle looks around. In the deep right corner, Lee takes a few dribbles. Left wing, three, fired up, and it is no good by Chico McDowell, but the offside rebound, Riddle. It's Smyrna by one, ball knocked away. Boy, Smyrna was extremely patient that time down, John.
Yeah, and I wasn't real happy with the shot they took, but Carter was there to put the rebound back in, so it worked out for him.
15-14 Smyrna. Oakland on offense. They're working it around the outside horn. D.D. Anderson has it left wing now. To Cole, now right side Trammell. They find Edmondson at the left wing up top. Between the rings, McDonald to Edmondson. Now to D.D. Anderson at the foul line. Thought he might have attempted a shot there, didn't. They work it back and around into the right corner. And McDonald puts up a floater, no good. Ball knocked away. It should be Smyrna's ball, and it is. So Smyrna with a one-point lead and the ball. As Carrington Allen comes in, Cole goes out.
Needy just tried to slap that ball out to somebody, and Grant couldn't catch up with it. And Brian, pretty good game plan here by Smyrna with Weichel out. They're just really being very patient offensively. They're going to do it again.
Minute 15 left here in the first half. I wouldn't be surprised, barring a turnover, they don't take most of this time unless they get something wide open. Langston, who checked back into the game, passes off, now gets it to Carter, gets it back, brings it here to the near side. They're working right to left, over right wing to Riddle. Now Carter brings it back straight away with 52 seconds. Over to Langston here near side, all in the front court. Dribbles around, passes off, may have gotten away with a walk to McDowell, right side. Now to Carter. Carter drives and finds Langston with 37 seconds. Langston back to Carter. 32 seconds. Carter over left side to Riddle. 26 seconds. Back to Carter. Carter penetrates. Ball knocked away by D.D. Anderson. 20.2. And Cole going to check back in.
Now they've got a good shot at just taking the rest of the time and at least getting a shot off.
Smyrna to inbound in front of the Oakland bench, close to the end of the bench. They work it in and thrown away. Cole with the strip up the floor to Allen, and now knocked away by Xavier Carter. What hustle.
Yeah, that was a great play. That may have saved Smyrna. Don't know that for sure, but...
out of bounds, D.D. Anderson to throw it in here on the near baseline, on their end of the floor. D.D. with the lob in to De'Ari McDonald, who just checked in. 13 seconds. Back up top to Allen. Gets it back with 9. He's probably not going to get rid of the ball with 8, with 7, with 6, with 5, with 4. Bounces it over to Trammell. Blocked into the corner. Carrington Allen at the horn, off the rim, no good. And the Bulldogs lead at the half, 15-14. Smyrna Bulldogs lead the Oakland Patriots here at the half. It was 13-11 Smyrna at the end of the first quarter. So as you can tell, not a lot of scoring here. So our stats will be, well, pretty easy to give you here in just a few. Hang in there with us when we come back after this 3-minute break. We will have more for you, including a look at your stats as we continue State Farm Prep Sports after this.
Every team knows which play can be a winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-890-0850. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
Hello again, this is Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Whenever I finish with a family, helping them pick out their funeral needs, locking in the price for the rest of their life, they inevitably breathe a sigh of relief saying, "That wasn't as difficult as I thought." You know why? Because they're shopping with their heads and not with their hearts. You can save thousands of dollars when you prearrange ahead of time. Give me a call and see how that works for you at 615-893-2422. Jennings and Ayers.
Sir Pizza.
Tuesdays are special at Sir Pizza. Buy any pizza and get a second one of equal or less value for $2 when you dine in between 5 and 8 p.m. Or buy any pizza and get a second one of equal or less value for half price carryout and delivery. I'll see you at Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza, good to the very edge.
Serving since 1965 with the best pizza in Rutherford County.
Sir Pizza.
On Memorial Boulevard, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and on East Main Street.
Don't miss earning 50 times the national average savings rate on your money. Open a Brighter Day savings account at Redstone Federal Credit Union and earn 5.09 annual percentage yield on balances up to $2,500. Keep earning with 0.4 APY on balances over that. Don't wait. Open your Brighter Day savings account today at any Redstone branch or through online banking. Membership eligibility required. Visit redfcu.org/save for more information.
This is a paid legal ad.
Big truck injury cases are more complicated than traditional car accident cases. Big trucks have to follow specific federal regulations, and our law firm knows that law. To aid our clients, we also work with experts in the fields of accident reconstruction and the evaluation of damages. If you or a family member has been involved in a trucking accident, you need a lawyer who focuses on representing people injured in trucking accidents. You need the law offices of John Day. 615-867-9900.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we build. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Time to take a look at the scoring here at halftime with a 15-14 Smyrna lead. Scoring looks like this. DeeDee Anderson has 4. MJ Grant with 5. Diari McDonald with 2. Price Trammell with a first bank 3. And folks, that's it. For Smyrna, Savon Weichel has 4 points. Tyler Lansden with 2. Riddle with 2. Lee with 3, a first bank 3. And Xavier Carter has 4 points for the Smyrna Bulldogs. When you only score 29 points, that's about all you got for the scoring. We'll be back and take a look at the team stats here on State Farm Prep Basketball as we continue from the 2020 District 7 AAA Tournament here from Stewart Creek's High School.
Looking for a fun night out with the family? Bring the wife and kids to Toots. We got plenty of options for kids and adults alike and fun games for your son or daughter to play.
Toots.
Hey, this is Nick Hayes with Toots. Be sure to try out one of our 4 Rutherford County locations. Broad Medical Center Parkways, Toots West at the corner of Rucker and 96, Toot South, Barfield Crescent, and Highway 231, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway.
I can't find the words to express how wonderful Mary Catherine is. Aside from being a phenomenal realtor, she's a great person as well. She was amazing to work with, and my family and I have found our realtor for life.
And remember, in most cases, when I work for you to buy a home, my services to you are absolutely free. So give me a call. I look forward to serving you.
Sold by MK, powered by eXp Realty. Mary Catherine Hughes, a realtor you can trust.
For more than a century, the name Balfour has been synonymous with the traditions of truly memorable academic experiences. Class rings, yearbooks, letter jackets, and more. I'm Josh Houston, and today, Balfour, Tennessee is proud to bring these treasured products to students attending over 120 high schools and hundreds of elementary and middle schools in the Middle Tennessee area. We are proud to raise our family and run our business in Murfreesboro, and are proud supporters of our local teams. Come see us at 1829 Memorial Boulevard. Balfour, Tennessee, online at BalfourTN.com.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Seagull Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
This is Primetime Sports.
Touchdown! She scored! Oh, my! It's out of here!
WGNS Murfreesboro.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
And it's now time for our team stats. Smyrna and Oakland are dead even with rebounding, 8 apiece. It's Smyrna shooting 6 of 15 for 40%. They had two threes. Oakland, 5 of 19, only 26% from the field, and only one three. Smyrna, 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 50%. Oakland, 3 of 5 for 60%. Smyrna has two turnovers, Oakland one. It's been a well-played game in that respect, and also the fact that Weichel on the bench. Smyrna held the ball, really, for about 3 or 3.5 minutes of that last part of the quarter, and are surviving with a 15-14 lead here at halftime. The stats brought to you tonight by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And want to remind you, in the first game tonight, Riverdale boys advance to take on Blackman. 56-37, the final score in that contest. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with the second half for you of this boys' game with Smyrna on top, 15-14. We'll take a two-minute break and be right back.
Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, Brew 21, and Hot Topic. And grab a bite at Buffalo Wild Wings, Sam's Sports Grill, Olive Garden, Miller's Ale House. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something that you love at Stones River Town Center. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for style tips, upcoming events, and sales information. Stones River Town Center, shopping centered on you. Online at shopstonesriver.com.
This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. Ready for a getaway? The Wilson Bank and Trust Travel Club can be your ticket to a great vacation. From extended overnight trips to single-day excursions, we offer opportunities to see things you've never seen and make new friends in the process. Visit wilsonbank.com/travel or stop by any of our area offices to learn about all the places we'll be visiting soon. You can also make your reservations online, earn points for future trips, and get discounts for using banking products. Leave all the planning and logistics to us. Member FDIC.
A Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pizza has a very precise amount of cheese and toppings. It's all here in the recipe book. Mushrooms, ridiculous amounts. Pepperoni, ridiculous amounts. Sausage, ridiculous amounts.
How much is a ridiculous amount?
Ridiculous amounts are amounts that are ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Bingo.
Get an extra most bestest with the most cheese and pepperoni at the nation's best price of $6. Try our convenient app and pizza portal pickup.
Little Caesars on Memorial and Rutherford Boulevards, Franklin Road and Warrior Drive.
Pizza, pizza.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I think I lost most of my hearing in my left ear from driving in traffic with the window down in my car.
Sharpshooter Terry Webb.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Did it change your life?
I was able to hear again There's a TV device that I absolutely love. I can control my volume without affecting anybody else in the room.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, sold by MK, powered by EXP Realty, First Bank, and the law offices of John Day. 15-14 Smyrna. Brian, you got it.
All right, John. It's Smyrna Bulldog basketball to start the second half of play here. Brian and John here with you for the boys' quarterfinal. Let's see if we can get these lineups in here for you. Carter, Lee, Riddle, Langston, and Weichel for Smyrna. And the ball intercepted, thrown into Carrington Allen. Turnover, Smyrna. Trammell. There's Diari McDonald, Carrington Allen, MJ Grant, and Dee Dee Anderson. Missed shot by McDonald, but Dee Dee there to put it in the hole. And it's Oakland by one here now. Full court pressure here by the Patriots. Bounce pass here right in front of us to Lee. Lee works it down low. Weichel off the glass. No good. Got his own rebound. Goes up strong and gets it to fall. Boy, he's a difference in this game. Smyrna needs him in there.
They handled the press there that well, too. Kept it out of the corner. Lee came, did a nice job of getting right back in the middle. Then you've got a mismatch. You've got overload, and you've got a guy open somewhere.
Those starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. On the two-point shot, it's going to be Xavier Carter fouling Carrington Allen. That's two for Carter. By the way, over in District 8 AAA, starting to take a peek over there as they are playing their semifinals in boys. First one is good by Allen. The five-seed Columbia, which upset four-seed Franklin County, just upset the number one-seed Coffee County. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped out. Oakland has it. McDonald from the foul line, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is on T.J. Lee. So it was Columbia, winner 66-62. That is a huge upset, the five beating the one. Free throw, good, by Diari McDonald. Coffee County 19-8, Columbia 10-17. Second one, good. So you never know. There's always an upset over there, though. Always. Smyrna trying to get the ball in, and it's a 30-second timeout as Coach Mike Wright didn't like how things were going. Oakland leads by two here, and how about a word from our friends at Parks Auction Company, Bob Bug, Stan Vaught.
Well, it seems like everyone's a real estate expert, but Bob Bug and Stan Vaught have put in the decades of work for their clients to be the go-to guys. With Parks Auction's extensive marketing program, you can receive the most money in the shortest amount of time. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at Parks Auction. They'll handle everything online at parksauction.com.
John, what that means is Coffee County will fall to the consolation. The number one team there in boys will wind up having to go on the road to our one or two.
So big difference, isn't it? Boy.
Sure is. Those semifinal games are crucial. But just to get there, crucial. Smyrna trying to do that. Oakland trying to do that. Smyrna breaks the press. Ball comes over here into the stands. Actually knocked away by Oakland. Coach Chad Caldwell with Commodore-like hands. Inbounds toss. That may not be a good thing this year. Weichel missed the shot from the right block. Right wing, Diari McDonald. It's a two-point Oakland lead. They've got the ball. Carrington Allen drives, lost it. It's picked up by Grant. Flips it to Allen. Good. And then there's a foul. Count the basket. And the foul on McDonald. I'm sorry, Dee Dee Anderson.
That happened after the basket. A push.
Yeah. Push knocking down a Smyrna player. 21-17, Oakland. Oakland on a bit of a run here. Smyrna hasn't scored. Langston and ...6:06 to go in the third quarter. Trammell, left side, finds Carrington Allen. Allen feeds to Dee Dee Anderson. Foul line, ball knocked away by Langston, and Dee Dee runs it down. Over to McDonald. Takes one dribble, gives it up to Carrington Allen. Left wing, back up top to Trammell. They're moving right to left this half. Back to McDonald. Between the circles to Allen. Deep in the corner to Trammell. They work it back around. Now Grant drives, pulls up. Five-footer in the lane, no good. Rebound. Smyrna has it, and tell you what, Riddle did a good job of getting that rebound, and then he was hammered. Foul on Carrington Allen, his second. And looking to trigger it in. Smyrna having some trouble. They do just get it in over to Lee. Lee splits a double team. Gets it down the floor. Lee may not stop. Puts it up. No good. Couldn't get it to fall. Oakland quickly in transition. Diari McDonald floats in the lane. Puts one up there. Bounces three times and falls. That's patented Diari McDonald there. Smyrna up the floor. Xavier Carter right wing. One-on-one. Pulls up. Foul line. Right side. Good. Count it. Xavier Carter with a huge bucket for the Bulldogs.
I was fixing to say Smyrna's rushing a little bit, but they've hit two out of three, so I guess I'll just shut up.
Bryce Trammell to Diari. Two-point Oakland lead. Lalonde to Dee Dee Anderson in the lane. They kick it out to McDonald for three. Little long. Rebound. Good position there by Riddle. Got the rebound. Xavier Carter looking up the floor. Gets it to T.J. Lee and back up top. Smyrna resets. Trying to slow it down just a little bit. Langston between the circles. Gets the play from Coach Mike Wright. Underhanded flip to T.J. Lee. Brings it here to the near side. 23-21 Oakland. Third quarter. The winner moves on to face Siegel in the semifinals and punches a ticket to the region. Carter dribbles around way up top. Gives it over to Langston. Langston penetrates, trying to spread out the defense, it looks like. Goes baseline. They flip it back up top. Ball loose. Trammell had it for a moment. Now MJ Grant has it. He's going to have a layup on the other end. Stops. Pulls up. Gets stuck between the rim and the glass. So it'll be Smyrna's basketball. And that'll go down as a missed shot. Grant coming out. Joshua Edmondson back in for Oakland. Well, it'll go down as a missed shot, but it'll be Oakland's ball. I guess the possession arrow pointed in their favor.
It did. You're right.
Lob into Carrington Allen. Deep left corner. Bryce Trammell has it. Ball knocked away, but Riddle got his paw on it. Allen runs it down. Back to Trammell between the circles for Oakland. They work it into the right corner to Dee Dee Anderson. Anderson drives for the Pats. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Three. No good by McDonald. And knocked out of bounds off of Smyrna. Talon is in the house tonight. The Stewart's Creek mascot. Golden Doodle. If you know what that is.
Well, he must be representing Stewart's Creek. They're not playing tonight.
That's right. He's in the house. Right side, Dee Dee Anderson. Back up top to Allen. Left wing, Edmondson has it. And Trammell between the circles now. Gives it over to Dee Dee Anderson. Deep right corner, Allen. Back to Anderson. They work it around again. Now McDonald on the drive. They're going to call a reach-in foul here on Smyrna. And that's on Tyler Langston, his second, I believe. I missed one earlier, and that was it. McDonald bobs it in. Finds Price Trammell. Oakland's lead is 2 points. 3:08 to go. Dee Dee Anderson shot blocked. Smyrna with the ball. Coming down the near sideline is Xavier Carter. Xavier stops, now penetrates, pulls up at the right wing. Handoff pass to Langston. Goes to the top of the key. The lob to Weichel down low. Got it. Puts it up off the right block. Good. Sadon Weichel. 23 all. Price Trammell with it here near side. Oakland works it around to the far side. Diari McDonald has it now. 2:35 to go here in the third. Way back over to the right side to Edmondson. few dribbles, brings it back over here left side. Back over to Edmondson. Get it in the lane to D.D. Anderson, or D.R. McDonald, no good. Now a rebound by Allen, and he's fouled. Foul on 11, Carter, that's three.
Well, the longer this game stays close, the better you like Smyrna's chances in this game.
Free throw, good by Carrington Allen to break the 23 all tie. Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Dana Womack out on South Church Street near Farm Credit in the post office. Here to help life go right, State Farm agent Dana Womack, 900-0877. Second toss, good, 25-23. Here's Smyrna with the ball. Langston splitting two defenders for the Patriots. Well, goes left side.
They've done a great job of doing that, getting out of that corner, taking it back to the middle.
Lee has it. After the pass back from Langston, back to Langston here, right wing. Under 2 minutes to play in the third now. Carter just across the timeline, left wing, T.J. Lee. They kick it back out. Now Langston penetrates, right blocked, and just missed it. And how about a rebound? It won't fall for Thomas Riddle, but he is fouled.
Boy, Riddle has been just unbelievable on the boards tonight for Smyrna.
Edmondson picks up the foul, and at the charity stripe, Thomas Riddle. This one good. Another one will be tied again. Edmondson goes out. MJ Grant coming in. Ask him a question and then let him pass by to the bench as Grant comes in. One more free throw for the tie by Thomas Riddle. He's there at the line with 3 points. Not going to be four. It's snow cones out. Oakland by one with the ball. Trammell right side to McDonald. Now to D.D. Anderson at the foul line. Takes a few dribbles. Brings it back out near midcourt. D.D. calls a new play over to Allen. Deep left corner. Trammell now back to Allen. Whips it around to top of the key. Three by Trammell. In and out. D.D. Anderson high for the rebound. Puts it off the glass. Won't go. Weichel knocked it away. Run down by Trammell. Trapped in the corner. Threw it away. Right into the hands of Tyler Langston. Langston with a layup on the other end. Counted. Langston with six. Smyrna by one with a minute to go in the third. Price Trammell just across the timeline for the pass. Over to Carrington Allen. Allen back up top to McDonald. Left side finds Grant. Back up top. They work it over right side to McDonald. McDonald goes low, gets it to Grant. Nice shot. Nice ball movement by Oakland. He's got seven. It's a one-point lead for the Oakland Patriots. Full court pressure here. Weichel up to Langston, right wing. Bounces it back up to Riddle, and Smyrna resets here. Langston, deep right corner, looking over the three, and they say he traveled trying to take a step over here, did Riddle. Tough break for the Bulldogs. With 19 seconds, that's five turnovers. Carter and Weichel coming out for a breather here to get set for the fourth quarter. Length of the floor to go and 20 seconds here for the Oakland Patriots. Trammell and Grant and McDonald in the backcourt. McDonald going to bring it up the floor with 13. May not give it up. With 10, he does make a pass to Trammell. Now gets it back with 7, with 6. Goes right side with 5. Lost the ball for a moment. With 3, with 2, is going to have to put up a long one. And does, and they foul him. That's not a very good foul. Langston picks up number 3. Smyrna fans not happy about it.
Well,
that was a little ticky-tack.
Kind of got him in the stomach a little.
I guess so. A chance for 3 free throws for D'Ari McDonald. The first one good. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance helping to sponsor our game tonight. Do you have a sports-related injury? Get expert orthopedic coverage right here in Rutherford County with TOA. Live your best life. More online at TOA.com. Second free throw no good for McDonald. He'll have one more, and this for a 3-point lead. It's up. Good. With 0.3, That's it. Going to the fourth quarter. It's Oakland by three over the Smyrna Bulldogs. Final quarter here of the season for one of these two teams. Who will it be? Stay with us. We'll find out together on State Farm Prep Sports. 1 minute.
Fox Auction. We handle everything.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or whether you're buying or selling commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. Parks Auctions helped us with that. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi there, 12 and home now, $15.
Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
Hold it to you. You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student-athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Smyrna basketball on the inbounds, and coming up the floor, they're going to get DeeDee Anderson with the foul, kind of riding TJ Lee. That gets Smyrna one step closer to the bonus. Still three more fouls to give for Oakland. Langston to trigger it in right here in front of us. Back to Weichel. Now they pass over left side to Lee. Lee double teams, bounces over to Langston, works it into the right corner. Long cross-court pass, can't do that against Oakland. Carrington Allen with the pick, layup on the other end, good by DeeDee Anderson.
That's the first time I've really seen Smyrna fall into that.
Smyrna breaking the press. Bounce pass to Langston in the lane. Finger roll, got it. Tyler Langston playing big. 31-28 Oakland, they've got the ball. 7:24 left in the ball game.
Well, you tell Langston's feeling it, doesn't he? Bouncing around out there.
Having a good time here. DeeDee Anderson, right side. They work it to McDonald. In the lane, Carrington Allen. And a reverse lay-in, no good by Grant. Here comes Smyrna. Riddle brings it down. Passes to Langston. Over left side, they work into the corner. Carter going to go baseline. Decides better of it and brings it back out. Now T.J. Lee right side to Langston. Bounces it into the right corner to Riddle. Riddle double-teamed and in a world of trouble. And a timeout. Mike Wright and the Smyrna Bulldogs. It's a 30-second timeout here. And we'll be right back. It's 31-28 Patriots up.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Smyrna's basketball to inbound in front of their bench. Coach Wright called a 30-second timeout. Keep from the turnover there. Langston looking to lob it in. Gets it to Weichel right here in front of him. Weichel, the underhanded pass to Langston, way up top. It's Lee in the left corner. Carter crawls over the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Whose ball? Couldn't see.
Smyrna, I believe.
Smyrna ball. Knocked out of bounds by Trammell then. Here's Carter to trigger it in on the near baseline. Handoff pass. Gets it underneath the basket. And Riddle goes up. He's fouled. He's going to have a couple of free throws. And the foul is on DeeDee Anderson. That's his third. Coach Bond upset. He's pleading his case. He would be a good defense lawyer. At the free throw line, Thomas Riddle. First one good. Our coverage brought to you in part by the law offices of John Day, Rick's Barbecue, Potts Car Care, and Prentice Olson Heating and Air. Another one on the way. Good. Hit them both. It's a one-point Oakland lead, 31-30. 6.5 to go in this ball game. The season on the line. D.D. Anderson in the lane to McDonald. McDonald turns, spins, goes up, has it stripped away. They're going to get Weichel with the foul. That's not good news for Smyrna. That's not Weichel, however. That's better news because it's on Riddle. That's his second. If that had been on Weichel, that would have been four. McDonald at the free throw line. The first one good. Diari doesn't even...
No, you're not sure they're even set.
Take a dribble. He just kind of walks up to the line and throws it, doesn't he? It's in the air. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound. Langston hit one of two. It's a two-point lead for the Oakland Patriots. 6:14 to play in this ball game. They bounced it way out near up front. And now a slam on the other end. That's Dede Anderson after the steal and the dunk. Langston, top of the key. Pulls up for three. No good. Rebound in there. Pulled out by Riddle.
Of course. He's been doing it all night. And I'm thinking what the fans are upset about that steal was he kicked it. He kicked the bottom of his foot. That's what Mike Wright is arguing. And the referee's saying he didn't see it. So there you go.
Carrington Allen in the right corner. Three! Riddle! First bank three.
What a night he's having. I'm telling you.
Cuts the lead again to one for Oakland. McDonald tries to penetrate. Glides through. He's fouled. It's 1-1. Foul on Langston. That's four.
Boy, and he's one just about as important as Weichel when it comes to getting the ball down the floor.
5 minutes, 34 seconds to go here in the game. It's a one-point Oakland lead, and Diari McDonald going to go to the charity stripe. They're wiping up some moisture on the floor. I did overhear some concern as well about Dede Anderson hanging on the rim a little bit after the dunk. That was some of what was... So there was a lot of action right there that not a lot of people were happy with in the bench over here. First free throw is good. Diari has 10. Dede Anderson has 10. Both leading scorers for Oakland. Could be a three-point lead if he hits this one. He doesn't. Rebound, Allen. But they wipe it off. There's a whistle. They call a foul on Smyrna. They call that on Thomas Riddle. And he looked at the official as if he had kicked his cat.
Yeah, I don't know that he agreed with that.
Allen hits the first free throw. He's got six. It's a three-point lead for the Oakland Patriots. Could be four if Carrington Allen hits this one. It's in the air, and it is good. 37-33, 5.5 to go. Langston down the floor here, right side. Double teamed. Gets it over to Riddle. Now left side, Lee. Lee works it into the left corner. Now back up top. Langston, baseline, going up. Carter can't get it to fall, but he's fouled. That's on Price Trammell.
A lot of free throws going on in this fourth quarter.
Well, and both teams in the bonus now. He was shooting this time, however. This one in the air. Good. Xavier Carter for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Just hit a big charity toss. This to make it a two-point ball game. Shot it. No good. Rimmed out. Rebound, Diari McDonald. Three-point lead and the ball for the Patriots. McDonald drives, goes baseline. All the way underneath, turns, spins, puts it up off the left side. Won't go. Rebound tipped up, tipped out. Who comes down with it? It's Dede Anderson in his long arms. And a timeout, Oakland. with 5:01 to go in the game. 37-34 Oakland with the ball when we come back after this 1 minute timeout.
Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-895-2700. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
So what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and sets your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. Auto, renters, frankly, any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me at 615-900-0877.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Oakland's ball with a three-point lead, 5 minute mark of the game. Price Tremel with it straight away for the Patriots. Oakland called timeout after getting the rebound. Carrington Allen to Dede Anderson. It's a big trip
for both teams.
Grant to Tremel. They work it over to McDonald. Now baseline. Anderson can't do anything with it. Now Dede Anderson gives it up to McDonald. Drives. Fouled. And the foul called on Tyler Langston, and he's done. He is fouled out of this ballgame. That is a tough foul.
Well, Diari is that type of player. He just, he can draw the fouls. He's so herky-jerky in terms of the way he moves with the ball.
Free throw no good on the 1-1. Chico McDowell comes in. He's going to have to play the rest of the way. Long pass up the floor, thrown away. T.J. Lee couldn't hold on to it. That is the eighth turnover for the Smyrna Bulldogs.
It's really important if you're a Smyrna fan. They've got to stay within three. They don't need to go down by five or six.
Oakland here looking for points. 4:15 to go in the fourth. McDonald has it now. Between the legs, dribble, backs it out. Here on the left wing. Dede Anderson up top, right side to Carrington Allen. Passes off, gets it back. Now Dede goes baseline, puts it up off the glass. Won't go. Got his own rebound left side and is hammered. He's going to the free throw line. It is hard to get rebounds off of that guy. The foul is on Weichel. That's four on Weichel.
Well, just tremendous reach. Very athletic.
Free throw. Good. Okay, the foul is not on Weichel. It's on 11, which is Carter. That's four on him. Free throw was good. Second one, good. They're going to actually check it now just to make sure the official scorebook has 11. Now they're asking. The foul is on 11. That's what coach is asking. And that's what was reported, and everything's good.
If Oakland wins this game, they're going to be attributed to their trips to the free throw line. They've been 21 times, make that 23 times. Smyrna only 8.
Oh, wow. That is a big difference, isn't it? The lead is 5. You almost feel like, though, John, this time down, Smyrna needs to score.
Yeah, it's crunch time.
Clock hits the 4-minute mark. Carter gives it up to Riddle, gets it back. Oakland trapping in the front court. Driving down is Lee. Whistle. Foul. 1-1. Foul is on Carrington Allen. That's four for him.
And if you hit these two, you're for Smyrna. This gets you right back within one possession, and that's what they want.
You got to hit the first to get the second one. So here's TJ at the line. Bounces. Won't fall. 5-point lead for Oakland and the ball, 3:39. Now if you're Oakland, kind of work for a good shot maybe.
Yeah, I could see them holding it, yeah.
Price Trammell right side. Top of the key, finds Grant to Diari McDonald. Diari penetrates, goes up, left block, swatted away by Weichel. It's going to be Oakland's ball out of bounds. Oakland is in the double bonus. If there is a foul, lob in to Grant. Trammell, they work it around to the right side. Dede Anderson, Allen, now left side. There's going to be a whistle and an offensive foul on Oakland. They call that on Grant, rubbing off a pick. That's three for him. That's a turnover and a big play in this game.
Oakland can't stand prosperity.
Lead is five. Smyrna with the ball, trailing here in this one. Xavier Carter, far side of the floor. They're moving left to right as we see it. Backs it up, gets it over to Riddle. Going baseline, gets it in the lane. Left block, got it to fall. Thomas Riddle with 10.
That basket was huge. Huge.
39-36. Patriots with the ball and a three-point lead. Whistle and a timeout, Oakland, to talk things over. 2:44 to play in this one. 39-36. We'll be right back here in 1 minute.
Do you have a party or gathering to plan? Let Chick-fil-A Catering take the worry out of your next event. They cater any size get-together. Bring everyone's favorites, like chicken minis, chicken nuggets, and strips, to grilled chicken subs, wraps, and their famous chicken sandwiches. Call Fennard at Chick-fil-A Catering, 615-801-0297. That's 615-801-0297. Delivery in some cases, Chick-fil-A with two Murfreesboro locations on Old Fort Parkway and Memorial Boulevard.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
The ball will belong to Oakland. It's a three-point lead for Oakland on their end of the floor, 2:44 to play in the ball game. This has been a dandy here in quarterfinal action. The season on the line for these teams. Price Trammell over to Anderson, looking inside, nothing there. Back over to Carrington Allen. Back up top to Grant. Now they work at left side. And McDonald drives in the lane, turns, spins, gets in there, goes up, misses the shot, but is fouled. McDowell maybe. He kind of had the look that it was, but it was not. It was Riddle, and that's four for Riddle. So Riddle playing with four. Xavier Carter playing with four. And one in Langston is already fouled out, but McDonald misses the free throw. This second one is pretty big. Makes it a two-possession game. It's in the air. No good. Missed them both. And Carrington Allen over the back. Riddle going to go to the line for one and one.
Well, if Carrington had that to do over again, he just lets him get that rebound. Because what you're doing, you're bringing them back now to get a chance to shoot a couple of free throws.
Well, John also playing with four fouls. You just can't afford to do that. He's just fouled out of the game. Joshua Edmondson comes in.
But, I mean, unless you can just absolutely know you can sky over him.
Well,
you know.
Without contact.
Right.
Big free throws for Thomas Riddle. No good on the first.
Boy, there have been some missed on both sides, hadn't it?
Yeah. It was double bonus. I misspoke a moment ago. Not one and one. This one to bring them within two. It's in the air. Good. Riddle hit one of two. Two-point ball game with 2:19 to go. Trammell, left side to Edmondson. Joshua dribbles around, finds Dede Anderson over right side to Trammell. Trammell, top of the key, over to Grant now, deeper in the left corner to Diari McDonald. Diari, a few dribbles to Anderson. Now right side to Edmondson. Joshua bounces it down low to Anderson. Back to Grant, top of the key. Under 2 minutes to play. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Price Trammell. Price trailing there. Good that he was for Oakland. Edmondson right side. Minute 42 to play. Two-point Oakland lead. Now here's Grant, going to be fouled. I think that was the plan, because Oakland wasn't going to give the ball up easily. And Chico McDowell, who doesn't have any fouls until now, is the one who did the fouling, so that set up nicely for Smyrna. But Grant's got to cooperate. Big free throws for MJ. It's in the air. Good. That makes it a three-point ball game. This for a two-possession lead. Shot it. Got it. Hit both of them. 41-37. Oakland. Smyrna ball. Minute and a half to play. Carter, top of the key. Gets rid of it. Finds McDowell. Between the circles, left side to Riddle. Riddle working off of a pick. Goes to the opposite side. Now right wing. McDowell gets it over left side to Carter. Minute 14. Carter drives in the lane. Pull up. Jumper. No good. Got his own rebound. Left block. Goes up. Got it. Give him the bucket. He's got nine. Oakland with the inbounds. A two-point lead. 1 minute to play. Diari McDonald. Left side. Lost the ball momentarily. Somehow keeps his dribble and... he turned his ankle, but Oakland took a timeout. Oakland got the timeout. Diari going to the bench, and it's a 30-second break. We're going to keep it right here. We're good back at the station, so let's keep it here. Let's just set things up, John. Carrington Allen out for Oakland. He's fouled out. Tyler Langston out for Smyrna. He's fouled out. The situation for Smyrna, foul-wise, is much dire. That aside, with 50.6 seconds, what do you do if you're Oakland? Do you just wait on the foul?
I think so. If you've got Diari out, if he can't come back in here in this game, then I would spread the floor and let them make them foul you, because I don't know that you've got that guy, that go-to guy that's going to go in there and draw a foul or score. So that's one of the things. I think if you're Smyrna, you can't let them get too much time off the clock. I mean, you've got the luxury of maybe 20 seconds or so.
Diari threw it in. Now the foul. D.D. Anderson.
I didn't even know that they'd started play again.
It's going to be
so weird.
Diari is visibly hobbled. Outlaw checked in. And Outlaw picks up the foul. D.D. Anderson going to the free throw line for two. It's in the air. No good. Got another one. It's a two-point lead. This for a three-point lead. You at least want that if you're Oakland. It's in the air. Good. Crawled over the rim and fell through. Length of the floor to go. Left side, Riddle. Right side, Carter. Deep right corner. The three partially blocked. Xavier Carter got the rebound, but then was hit. But they say it was out of bounds, I think. I can't see. Yes. It's going to be Oakland basketball.
I think Smyrna rushed that shot just a tad. I really think they may... could have taken a little better shot.
42-39, Oakland with the ball. 35 seconds. Weichel working against Trammell. 29 seconds. Price finds Edmondson. That's who they want to foul, I think, for Smyrna. There it is. Picking up the foul is T.J. Lee. It's just his second. That's not the issue. Two free throws coming up for Joshua Edmondson, the senior guard, who is scoreless in this game today.
Well, here's what puts Oakland a little bit of advantage. You got a double bonus.
Right. First one up, no good. Well, if you're Smyrna, you don't want him to hit one. And I think Coach Mike Wright is going to call a timeout here to ice him a little bit after missing that first free throw. So let's just keep it here to kind of talk over this scenario. John got one more free throw. A four-point lead with 24 seconds is pretty big. A three-point lead, still one possession.
Yeah. Well, if I'm doing this, if they come down and he hits this free throw, I'm going down Smyrna. I'm taking it coast to coast. I'm going to try to score, get 2 points,
quick,
call a timeout, and then hope your defense will do something on the back end. I think Oakland will probably let them go ahead and score. I would think they're going to go, okay, I'm going to let you have two.
If he misses this free throw and it's a three-point game, what do you do?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you got to shoot, look for the three. But a better shot than what you took just a few minutes ago, I think it's going to have to be something that's set up and know that that guy can pop one, say a Riddle or somebody that's been through the wars. You need to have one of those older guys.
Maybe a Carter.
Shoot that three, yes.
Well, big free throw coming up here after the timeout for Joshua Edmondson.
But you got a rebound. Here's another thing. You've got to get that rebound.
That's true, too. Yep. Edmondson to the free throw line for a four-point lead. It's in the air. Bounces twice, three times, falls off. Grant gets the rebound for Oakland, puts it up, scores! MJ Grant with the bucket. 44-39. Here's Smyrna down quickly. Passes off. Weichel for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, it's going to be an over-the-back foul on D.D. Anderson. And Riddle is going to go to the free throw line. And at the charity stripe is Thomas Riddle. How big was that MJ Grant rebound and put back?
We just said it, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, you got a rebound.
Free throw, no good. Thomas Riddle missed the first free throw. He'll have another one here. This to cut the lead to four with 11.4 seconds. Shot it. Got it. He's got 12. Outlaw comes in. Going out is Riddle to keep him from picking up another foul. 44-40 Oakland with 11.4 seconds. Whistle away from the ball. No time off the clock, which works to the advantage of Smyrna. Xavier Carter, though, picks up his fourth.
I just don't know if they have enough time, Brian. You get down in that 10-second area. Even if they miss, you've got 11 seconds to score.
Right.
And Oakland won't make it easy on you either.
Free throw, good. That's a big free throw there by De'Ari McDonald.
Another question is, how good is De'Ari McDonald going to feel on Saturday with that ankle that he's taking a free throw on one foot?
This one good. Hit both free throws. They're probably going to just let Smyrna score. Weichel drives. They didn't, though. D.D. Anderson is fouled out. He has fouled out of the game with 6.8 seconds. And Cole is coming in for Oakland. And going to the charity stripe is Savon Weichel. Well, that puts a little pressure on him to hit both free throws. This one in the air, no good.
You can see Smyrna, the tenseness at their free throw shooting. That doesn't even look like Savon Weichel shooting that for last one.
Weichel takes a big deep breath. Bend to the knee. It's in the air. Missed that one. Rebound, De'Ari McDonald with 5 seconds. There's the foul with 4.8. We'll go to the other end. And it's a 6-point lead. Could be more with free throws. See who picked up the foul for Smyrna. I think it was Carter. It was. And Xavier Carter has fouled out of the game with 4.8. Free throw good by De'Ari McDonald at the other end. 13 points for him. 5 points here in the quarter. Misses the second one. Down the floor. Floater in the lane. No good. And there's your ball game. Final score, 47-40. A valiant effort here by the Smyrna Bulldogs of Mike Wright. But they fall. Smyrna falls in this game. Again, your final score, Oakland 47, Smyrna 40. And the semifinals are set. Your region is set. We have got some great games coming up for you on Saturday, which we'll talk about on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, plus final stats in this game and a recap of the first game, which was won by Riverdale over Laverne. All of that straight ahead as we continue our coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament on State Farm Prep Sports.